Good day. I'm Peter Brook, a portfolio manager at the Old Mutual Investment Group, and this is Macro Perspective 11 of 2024. Last week I went to the Bank of America's Sun City Conference. This is a major conference and is an opportunity to meet with many of the biggest companies in South Africa and take a dipstick of what is going on. Thanks to the hard work of Arthur Karras, Irina Schulenberg, and Merrill Pick, my colleagues, we managed to see more than 15 companies in quite a short time period. The good news is that the mood is better than last year, where the narrative was all about grid shutdown. It's quite quickly how we move on from story to story, isn't it? Whereas this year, there's hardly any questions on electricity. Another positive is actually meeting with management teams and hearing how they are proactively coping with the challenges they face. In many cases, we are blessed with strong management teams that are acting to make the best of a tough situation. Unfortunately, this can often mean growing in other geographies and investing in other places where the growth prospects are better. So you take a flat year or two in South Africa, plus some currency weakness and an acquisition or two, and suddenly foreign earnings are 30% of the contribution. And a number of our companies, it's even bigger. Think Aspen, or one of my favorites, Bidcorp, where actually it's now a world leader in global food services. One of the damning indictments of where South Africa is at the moment is how companies are talking up the opportunities in the rest of Africa, sometimes as a result of South Africa not delivering. For instance, Bidvest were highlighting how their Namibian businesses are booming. Now, but part of the reason for that is because the Namibian ports are gaining at the expense of Transnet. And we have the same story coming out of Grindrod, which is gaining from its operations in Maputo. An always interesting element of these conferences is what foreign investors are thinking and gaining their perspective. And I was actually very surprised by where some of them were looking for opportunities in some of our smaller companies with unique growth drivers. Think Advatec and Stadio. So while most foreign investors are underweight South Africa, there are an intrepid few hunting for some hidden gems. The bad news from the conference is that our platinum industry is taking major strain. And this has implications throughout the economy, whether it's in the communities nearby, the capital expenditure into our manufacturing businesses, our taxes, and our current account. And we mustn't forget that South Africa's key driver is mining. So in summary, a mixed bag of some good news, some bad news, different companies trying different things. And this is why it's so useful, because you can see clearly some of those winners and some of those losers. And that allows us to better allocate our clients' savings towards the better businesses over time. I hope you enjoyed this perspective. Until next week.